The first Rashi in Parshas Yisro says, "Vayishma Yisro." Quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, "Mashmua Shama Uva." Kriyas Yamsof Muhammad Amalek. What did he hear that made him come? Kriyas Yamsof Muhammad Amalek. Obviously, based on the fact that before this parsha, we had the story of Muhammad Amalek, and before that, the story of Kriyas Yamsof. But this is still a little peculiar. Because, after all, what about the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Eser Makos, etc., and in between Kriyas Yamsof and Milchamas HaMolek, there was a story of Amon. There are a lot of the different things that happened. Why, Davka, did Kriyas Yamsof and Milchamas HaMolek make Yisro Shmua Shama Uba? Apparently, he heard, sounds like perhaps he heard other things. But this is what made him Shama Uba. This is what made him get up and decide to join Klal Yisrael. So there are many different answers, al-piderech hadrush, to this question. The Kutzker has a very sharp answer. He says, what happens in Kriyas Yamsuf? In Kriyas Yamsuf, we read in Oz Yashir, Shamu amim yirgazun chilach az yoshvei flushes oz nevalu alofei adome leimo av yochazem aradna mogul hu yoshvei chanan tipolo leim imasav afachad v'gdolzer acha yidmu ka'aven. All the nations, went through the whole ancient Near East here, listing all the nations, how they quaked and trembled and were deathly afraid of Hashem after Kriyas Yamsuf. And what happened just a few days later after Kriyas Yamsuf? Milchemes Amalek, vayavo Amalek vayilochem Yisrael berfitim. And as we know from Parsha Zohar later in the Chumash, what characterized Amalek's action was loyal Elokim. They weren't afraid of Hashem. Okay, forget it. They're nice people. They're not nice people. They're Bali Madrega. They're not Bali Madrega. Right after every nation was quaking in their pants because of Kriyas Yamsuf, Amalek came and forgot it entirely. Right? Forgot exactly what happened. I don't mean they weren't Kodesh Kadoshim and Lishma. They forgot the entire lesson, which was just for their own good and Gashmius as well, of Kriyas Yamsuf. So what did Yisro conclude from this? He concluded from this that if right after Kriyas Yamsuf, a few days later, Amalek could forget it legamrei, be back at square one, back where they started, and come and not have any Yiras Elokim and come fight against Bnei Yisrael, and taka they lost. It was very stupid of them to do that. They forgot basic Zahiras. He says, what did he conclude from there? He concluded from there that no matter how inspiring something might be, no matter what lesson you can learn from seeing an amazing experience, from hearing something, no matter what historical event you see that makes a roshim on you and says, from now on, I understand something that I did different than I used to, and now I'm a different person, etc. A week, 2 weeks later, it's going to wear off. Because no matter how amazing an experience is, no matter how misspoil you are from something, it's not going to last because it's just something that happened once. And Yisro, when he thought about Milchemes Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf leading to Milchemes Amalek, he said, you know what? No matter how inspired someone feels, it's not going to last. What's the only way for something to last? The only way for something to last is if you make it a lifestyle instead of an amazing experience. If you do something every day, you do something every afternoon, you do something every evening, you build something into the routine of your life, that's the only way to really change. Yisro thought he could just sit by himself and have amazing experiences and hear about the Yad Hashem in history and be a good person and be zocha to whatever Chai Olam Haba. And then he realized, Kriyas Yamsuf Milchemes Amalek, no matter how amazing the experience is, it doesn't really change anyone. What really changes you is the day-to-day hard work of Torah lifestyle, of Avodas Hashem, of a routine and a lifestyle made of mitzvot, and therefore he had to go into the Midbar and join Klal Yisrael and receive the Torah with them. And I think that it's certainly al derech hadrush, but it's attributing a lot of wisdom to Yisrael. And we know that ultimately people have amazing experiences. The amazing experiences are great. Everyone should continue to search for amazing experiences. But if you take the amazing experience and you say, okay, you know, that's great, I had it, now I'm good, I don't need to work anymore, you could chas v'shalom end up like Amalek. What Yisro's telling us is that, yeah, take the amazing experience, but use that as an inspiration to change your lifestyle, to reinforce it by doing the right things, by doing more avoda every day, by, yeah, be more careful, by being more attentive to what you do. That's mechazik you every day, and then you'll really change into a different kind of person.